Today is Friday, January 1st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It's actually evening, and I'm gonna confess something. I completely forgot to record, and we're doing Mix Minus tonight, and I waltzed into the studio. I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm 15 minutes early. I'm going to tell Daniel, hey, Daniel, I'm early. I'm going to get all my topics loaded into the Trello. I had my alcohol here in case I wanted to drink, but I haven't decided yet if I want to drink. And then I realize, oh my God, I didn't record an episode today of Geeky Gay. And I don't know. I don't know how you forget. I really am. I really need to start doing Sudoku like Fatty does, or Sudoku. I don't know how to say it. But it was just such a relaxing day that I completely forgot that I needed to do a show. And all the days run together, especially when you're on vacation. Like when I'm working, it's difficult to forget. I mean, occasionally I do forget, but it's more difficult to forget when you're working, because you have a work day, and then my schedule is immediately following my work day. I close my laptop for work and I get ready and I record and I edit, and then I go downstairs and we proceed in our evening, whatever the evening may be. And when you're on vacation, it doesn't work out that way because I'm not upstairs. And then I thought, okay, so we've been on this vacation, we've been watching movies, trying to use this media room or the new 85-inch TV that we bought. And we don't watch movies a lot. I think I'm more of a television person than a movie person, but we don't watch movies a whole lot. Maybe once every couple of months we would go to the movie theater, but only if there's a movie that we really wanted to see. We're not those people who just on a consistent basis go to the movie theater. And so, but since we now have this huge TV upstairs, we wanted to make sort of an event out of it and watch these movies. So today we were not going to have time because we've been doing it around 9 p.m. in the evening. And that's when, 9 p.m. Central is 10 p.m. Eastern, which is when we record Mix Minus. And so I said to Mark, why don't we go ahead and go up at 6? The problem is we can't do it during the day because there's a window that faces the television. And I don't yet have curtains on that window. And the sun shines in throughout the day and it glares on the TV. And Mark really cannot stand having a glare. I don't like it either, but more so than me, he doesn't like having a glare on the TV. And so it's not a good experience to be watching a movie and have a sun glare that you can see consistently. But because of it being winter and all, it does get dark sooner. So it gets dark around 4:30 or 5. And so I said, well, why don't we go up at 6? We'll watch a movie from 6 to 8. Then we'll have dinner, and then I'll go up and do Mix Minus. Well, normally I would be recording Geeky Gay around 5:30 or 6, and I guess that's what happened. But regardless, I'm recording it now, so it's going to go out before the end of the day, and all will be fine. I'll have to, edit covertly while we're doing our pre-show. We'll have pre-show editing on the recording. Well, actually, we won't, because I edit on the same computer that I stream the pre-show and record it. And so, actually, I don't know. I guess Daniel record. I don't even know. I don't know what we do. It doesn't matter. There may be Geeky Gay editing on the pre-show. So, last night was New Year's Eve, and I decided to cook spaghetti carbonara for our meal, not really because we needed any kind of special meal for New Year's Eve, but more so because we had a bunch of ham left over from Christmas, and I'm still trying to use that ham. I ended up having to freeze 3 different chunks of ham in more manageable serving sizes. I vacuum sealed them and all that so that we can use them later, but I wanted to use as much of the ham as I could before I froze it. And so I put it in. So I put, you know, I cubed it up really small. And I put some olive oil in my Le Creuset. My Le Creuset. I don't know the size pot I'm talking about. I'm not sure what to call it, but like a Dutch oven, but this one's a little bit smaller. And I got those nice and brown. And then I cut up, I minced a bunch of garlic, about 5 cloves of garlic, and added that in just with the meat. And then let that go for about a minute or two just to kind of get the garlic going. And in the meantime, I boiled a 1/2 pound of spaghetti. The recipe I was following called for 1 pound of spaghetti, but I tried to half the recipe as much as I could because it was going to make extra. He and I only eat about 3 ounces a piece in one sitting. And probably he doesn't eat, he just probably eats 2 ounces. But regardless, I didn't want to have a bunch of leftovers because that's what we were trying to get over in the first place, is get rid of leftovers. And so I half the recipe, regardless, and as much as I could. I think I used more ham than they called for, and I probably used more garlic, but for the pasta and the eggs. And then I beat up 2 egg yolks and a whole egg and added Parmesan, freshly grated Parmesan cheese to that, mixed it all up. And then when the pasta was ready, I dumped it in with the ham pieces and garlic, and added a little bit of the pasta water and sloshed it around to get up all the good brown bits off the pan. And then took it off the heat and then added the egg. I always get a little tiny little bit of I don't make carbonara very often. And when I say not very often, I mean maybe every 3 years or something, I'll get in the mood for carbonara and I'll try to make it. But for whatever reason, I tend to get tiny, tiny little microscopic pieces of scrambled egg, but I can tell. And they say, take it off the heat so you don't get scrambled eggs. But for some reason, it still, unless it's the cheese, the consistency of the melted cheese, maybe it's not really scrambled and I'm paranoid and I think it's scrambled. But I don't know. So it tasted really good, but I did see little microscopic little granules that look like it wasn't completely a smooth sauce, is what I'm saying. But it tasted really good. The ham went really well in there, so that was a good idea. We had that and toast, garlic toast. And then we had mimosas for midnight. We watched a movie. We watched a movie called The Endless. It's about a cult. It's a 2017 movie. And then we stopped about 11:30, went downstairs, and there was a friend's Zoom call. And so we got on the Zoom call, and it was basically everyone looking at each other and waving and stuff until the countdown. We turned on the New Year's Rockin' Eve. We did the countdown. We drank our mimosas. We took a couple of selfies in front of the Christmas tree. And then that was about it. About 5 minutes after midnight, we said goodbye to the friends, and he and I sat down and watched a couple of more episodes of Big Bang Theory before we went to bed. Because we're such an exciting couple. So that was our New Year's. And I was completely fine with that. Because to be honest, I don't like parties. And he probably would have preferred to be at a party with a bunch of people hugging and eating appetizers and dancing and doing karaoke and all that. I'm more of a homebody. To me, drinking a mimosa at midnight, giving each other a kiss, watching a couple of Big Bang Theories, and then going to bed, that's perfect. So for me, it was perfect. And I really enjoyed the evening, watching our movie in our media room. And then today, the big event of the day was going to Home Depot because he wants to put a window box in one of our front windows. I can't really explain it, but there's a window beside our front door that's kind of high up, and he wants to put a window box there and put flowers in it. And it's not really the time of year, but I said, well, since we have vacation, why don't we go and do that? So we went and bought a flower box, and other than that, it was just, we just laid around and watched TV, and I forgot to record. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.